This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gokshal Kimire with the news, the headlines first. Nepal and Vietnam strengthen ties as President Ramchandra Porel meets visiting Vietnamese Vice President Vo Thi Anh Xuan. Doctors say cholera, which broke out in Birgunj city, has now spread to the community level. And Israel's Defense Forces Chief of Staff says there is a deal on the table for the remaining hostages in Gaza. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Porel welcomed Vietnam's Vice President Vo Thi Anh Xuan for a courtesy meeting at Sital Niwas today. The discussion centered on expanding cooperation in trade, tourism, investment and technology transfer, with both leaders expressing optimism about the potential for stronger economic partnerships. President Porel highlighted Nepal's focus on transforming its economy through agriculture, tourism, manufacturing and hydropower, inviting greater collaboration to support these goals. He praised Vietnam's remarkable progress in building a dynamic global economy. He also emphasized the deep cultural connection through Buddhism, noting that many Vietnamese view Lumbini, the birthplace of Lord Gautam Buddha, as a sacred pilgrimage site, strengthening people-to-people bonds. Visiting Vietnamese Vice President Vo Thi Anh Xuan underscored the shared aspirations of Nepal and Vietnam, with Nepal aiming to become a middle-income country by 2030 and Vietnam targeting high-income status by the year 2045. She called for a comprehensive framework to enhance bilateral relations before 2030, particularly in culture, sports and tourism. She also expressed admiration for Nepal's global efforts in promoting peace and addressing climate change challenges. Cholera, which broke out in Birgunj city, has now spread to the community level. However, the source of the outbreak is yet to be identified. It has been detected in various wards of Birgunj metropolitan city since Friday. According to Jayamot Thakur, who is the public health officer at the Health Office Parsa, a total of 79 people have been tested positive to cholera in Birgunj so far. As of yesterday evening, the number stood at 71 and 8 more cases were identified today morning. Currently, the infected people are being treated at various hospitals, but primary source of the infection remains unknown. A representative from the World Health Organization, WHO, has collected water samples from the area for further laboratory testing. Dr. Uday Narayan Singh, the spokesperson for Narayani Hospital in Birgunj city, stated that with the rising number of the infected patients, there is now a shortage of beds and medical staff to respond to the situation. No substantial institutional support has been provided to the Narayani Hospital so far in response to the spread of cholera. In addition, the hospital is overwhelmed not only with cholera patients but also with individuals suffering from other health issues. Cases of snake bites and fevers are also on the rise. Despite a large number of universities and colleges established in the country for higher studies, a hefty amount of money is being spent for abroad studies by Nepali students. According to the current macroeconomic and financial situation of Nepal released by the central bank based on annual data, travel payments from the country increased 18.1% to 223.72 billion rupees, including 138.48 billion rupees just for education. The Legislation Management Committee of the Federal Parliament is holding its meeting today. The meeting is discussing the draft of the National Forensic Science Laboratory Establishment and Operation Bill 2024, according to the Federal Parliament Secretariat. The bill was registered in National Assembly in last winter session of the Federal Parliament. Tucked beside the tranquil Uttarganga River and surrounded by lush forest, Dija village in Thorpattan municipality, Baglung, is a hidden gem bursting with natural beauty and cultural charm. Its additional wooden houses and vibrant local lifestyle captivate visitors, yet this picturesque village remains largely undiscovered due to the limited infrastructure and promotion. Located just beyond the Dhorbaton Valley, Dija's unique culture, traditional attire, and way of life enchants tourists. However, a lack of development and awareness has kept it in the shadows. The village, which falls in Dhorbaton Municipality, Ward No. 9, lacks road access, forcing locals to carry goods from markets. Its all wooden homes add to its rustic appeal, but basic services like healthcare, education, and electricity remain limited. The local municipality is crafting policies to transform Dija into a tourism hub, focusing on homestays to boost local income and promote sustainable products. Seasonal tourism peak during the monsoon season, with some visitors crossing a wooden bridge over the Uttar Ganga River to reach Dija. Tourists often note the lack of proper lodging, pushing them to stay in Dhorbaton. Visitors praise Dija's charm over Dhorbaton's, but urge government investment in roads and infrastructure to unlock its potential. They also stress educating locals to create a thriving, sustainable destination, preserving Dija's authentic rural allure for future travellers. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Israel's Defense Forces IDF Chief of Staff has said that there is a deal on the table for remaining hostages in Gaza, according to Israeli media. Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir reportedly said the Israeli military had brought about the conditions for a deal, and now it is now in the hands of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Tomorrow, Israel's Security Cabinet is expected to discuss the latest proposal advanced by regional mediators, which Hamas accepted a week ago. It follows mass demonstrations in Israel earlier this month as hundreds of thousands of people gathered in Tel Aviv, calling for an end to Gaza war and a deal to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas. The Indian ambassador to Russia has said India will continue to buy oil from wherever it gets the best deal in order to protect the interest of its 1.4 billion people. Ambassador Binay Kumar's statement comes days before U.S. President Donald Trump's 50% tariffs on India, including a 25% penalty for buying Russian oil and weapons, are set to kick in. On Sunday, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance said that Trump had announced secondary tariffs on India to apply aggressive economic leverage on Russia and force it to stop the war in Ukraine. Delhi's increased imports of cheap Russian crude since the war began has strained its ties with the US and impacted negotiations on a trade deal. Russian crude make up 40% of India's oil imports in 2024, up from 3% in 2021. The US has alleged that India's purchase of Russian oil is helping fund war in Ukraine, a charge that India denies. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at many places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Karnali province and Sudar Paschim province, and at some places of Lumbini, along with the rest of the hilly regions, and at a few places in the rest of the Tarai region. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Karnali province and Sudar Paschim province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines, once again, Nepal and Vietnam strengthen ties as President Ramchandra Paudil meets visiting Vietnamese Vice President Vo Thi Anh Xuan. Doctors say cholera, which broke out in Birgan City, has now spread to the community level. And Israel's Defense Forces IDF Chief of Staff says there is a deal on the table for the remaining hostages in Gaza. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.